Some farmers in Australia face a different challenge. A week of heavy rain across the state of Queensland has flooded an area 1.5 times the size of Texas. Wayne Newton is a grain and cotton producer on the Darling Downs in Queensland. He says the damage has been extensive, although there are a few small pockets that remain untouched by the rising water.
Quite close to the city of Dalby, there is a little area, probably no more than about 1 acre, in this very large irrigated cotton field that would be over 200 acres in area. And this one little corner of it has survived the flood and it is green and flourishing and the crop looks excellent. And the whole of the rest of the area of the field is just black from the floodwaters and the inundation.
And how about in terms of what things look like, the flood impact around you now? Tell us about that.
This was a truly major flood. And on our own farm, we've had water 3 feet, probably even deeper in places. In some areas, we have seen floodwaters 10 feet and even deeper flowing over just the farming land and going through some of the local towns.
What's the big impact and then the personal impact on people or the farmers that you've talked to? Because, number one, it sounds like if you're losing 80% of your crop, then that family is in dire straits. But secondly, as well, Australia is the world's fourth largest grain supplier, so there is likely to be a major hit for the world's grain resources, one would think. Talk about both those cases.
Some farmers have taken a really severe hit. It will cost them very dearly. They've lost a lot of income. But some of these farmers have also lost a fair bit of infrastructure, pumps, channels, irrigation equipment in general. So there are growers that will possibly be forced to leave the industry here in Australia because of this event.
So what's the impact on the world market then, especially for grain?
We are seeing a lot of grain being lost and downgraded. The harvest is running especially late. In a lot of areas, it's running 4 to 6 weeks late just because of the amount of weather and, you know, just continued inclement weather that we've been suffering.
Do you have a grip there on why this is happening now?
The part of the world I'm farming in is a very almost tropical environment. It's one of the largest areas in the world that we farm this type of environment with modern agriculture. Because of that, we are without doubt exposed more to some of these climatic extremes. And since official recording has started, however, this is without doubt the highest flood that has occurred in this region.
Do you have a family farm, Mr. Newton? Do you have family members who work on the farm?
I'm in partnership with my brother-in-law and his wife and my wife. We have one employee. I have two children that have now finished at university, but my son is currently working as an agronomist in another family-owned business not far from us. And he has indicated that in the future he may look to be coming home to work and take over this farm.
I wonder, with your son, the agronomist, if there's any little trepidation that you might have right now that maybe a flood like this might convince him not to take over the family farm eventually.
Good question. I haven't asked him that just yet.
Maybe you want to hold off until things get better.
Yeah, we'll wait till things are looking a bit rosier before we pop that question, maybe.
Wayne Newton, a farmer in Queensland and grain president for AgForce Lobby Group. We wish you good luck, and even before that, we wish you a good night's sleep.
No worries. Thank you very much.